Back in 2008, we were fortunate enough to be awarded Song of the Year for this next tune, and it's a train song. And I've always said you can't go wrong with train songs and bluegrass music. We've known that for years. There are only certain things you can write about in bluegrass. You can write about trains, mama, prison, or beating your husband or wife or girlfriend or boyfriend over the head with a club and throwing their lifeless body in the river back here. You can write about those things. Other than that, you ain't writing bluegrass. At least that's how it used to be. So sticking with tradition, got to do your train song. This is written by our very own Tim Stafford, along with a young man named Steve Gully. And they can write you a good bluegrass song, I guarantee you. Hope y'all enjoy this one.
This is a good one right here.
This is a good one.
You get them two guys together, they will write you a good one.
Absolutely. This one called Through the Window of a Train. Everybody drives the same old roads each day. Don't see a thing, but they know the way. Every mile's a marker, every town's the same. Another place to stop but not to stay. Daddy was a brakeman on the L&M. Sometimes he'd let me ride along with him. No matter where we'd stop along the way, everybody knew his name. A different story down every line. People working hard just to live and die. I saw it all once upon a time through the window of a train. Expect you all to understand or see the country like a railroad man. So many things you'd never realize unless you saw them with these eyes. Birmingham to Jackson, hear the whistle call, and the sun goes down like a big red ball. In my memory I still see it all. Through the window of the train.
That's a good one.
The fellow who sang that for you, folks, he's all the way from Bristol, Virginia. Would you make him welcome one of the finest singers and songwriters in all of bluegrass music, Mr. Wayne Taylor, right here.
Thank you.
Wayne is like a whole bunch of others of us. He's struggling through a cold right now, pretty bad flu kind of cold. I don't think he's contagious.
Well, weekend before last, we were in Tullamore, Ireland at the Johnny Keenan Banjo Fest, and I think I came back a little bit of that Guinness virus, maybe, or something like that. No, I'll have to be honest. We were over there for 3 or 4 days, and I didn't drink the first Guinness. Had a little taste of the Tullamore Dew, but no Guinness.
That's good. They say one of those is like drinking a loaf of bread. Is that right?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
I know several people had several loaves
several
of bread
loaves
while we were over
bread.
There.
Straight.
Wayne here has got a nephew that just took a job as a chauffeur over at the Charlotte Airport. And the other day he got a call to pick up Billy Graham. And Billy Graham got in the car and he said, "Son, I'm 93 years old. There's one thing I've always wanted to do." He said, "What's that?" He said, "Drive a limousine." So Wayne's nephew gave him the cap and everything. He got behind the wheel. 2 miles from the airport, he got pulled over doing 75 and a 45. Policeman came up to the car. Billy Graham rolled down the window. And he said, "Sir, I'll be right back." He went back to his car, called the chief. Said, "Chief, I know we're supposed to give special privilege to VIPs. I've got one." He said, "Well, is it the mayor?" Policeman said, "No, it's bigger than that." "Well, is it the governor?" He said, "No, it's bigger than that." "Well, is it the president?" He said, "No, it's bigger than that." He said, "Well, who in the world is it?" He said, "I don't know. I think it might be Jesus because he's got Billy Graham as a chauffeur." He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. He really is.
Just ain't much call for good boys.
That's right.